It's Friday, January 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. COVID testing is once again becoming an issue as the demand for tests is growing. Specifically, at-home rapid tests are very hard to come by, and when you do find them, the prices can be inflated. Some are resorting to buying tests at triple the retail price as they are becoming a necessity for returning to work and school. Kelsey Butler, equality reporter at Bloomberg News, joins us for the unpredictable market for rapid tests. Thanks for joining us, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about the availability of rapid tests right now. Obviously, the Omicron variant is spreading very quickly throughout the United States. It's highly transmissible. And we're just coming off, a lot of holiday breaks for people. So a lot of people are trying to get their hands on tests so they can be clear about going back to work and school and all that. But they're just so hard to find. On top of that, they're increasingly getting more expensive. And as you wrote in your piece, people are meeting people on the sidewalk paying double, triple the retail price for these tests just so they can get their hands on them. So, Kelsey, tell us a little bit more about it, please.
Yeah, that sidewalk story was one that really stood out to me. It almost sounds like you'd be exchanging something much more nefarious, but right. No, it's an at-home COVID test. This restaurant worker who I mentioned in the story, she had been exposed to COVID, and the acquaintance that she bought them from actually got the test for free through his job. So people are taking advantage if they have them, if they've been stockpiling them, to turn around and resell them. And because the desperation is so high, people feel like they have to pay them. I think when the math shook out, it was something like $23 for each individual test that she bought that day.
What is the roundabout retail price of what they were? Like the Binax Now kits, those are some of the popular ones. If I remember correctly, it was about $25 for two tests in a box. Is that what it was?
Exactly. And that's about how much you would pay at some large retail chains. But it's actually really bad timing right now because there was a deal with some big retailers like Walmart and Kroger where they were selling the tests at lower prices. It was a deal that had been reached with the Biden administration, and that just expired. So right as we're having this new variant come in, a bunch of people are coming back from New Year's, Christmas, all that stuff, the prices on those are going up. You'd be able to get them before at like $14 on Walmart shelves, and now it's going to be about $20.
Yeah, testing in the country has always been a tough thing. I mean, anybody that was driving around over the holiday breaks, you undoubtedly saw long lines on street corners sometimes, and you were saying, what's going on? What's this line? You drive up, it's a COVID testing site, and obviously people are trying to get back to school, to work. They need their results quicker, so they're trying to turn to these rapid tests. And, to the point of what we're talking about, they're just so hard to find. You had another story where there was a group of restaurant workers that needed to get them. They paid $180 for four test kits.
Exactly. And there was another person that I chatted with who's a musician based in New York, and she had been using rapid tests a lot with other fellow musicians. She's recording an album now. So when they would go into studio, they would just use them. And she was saying they were using them like candy. And she has found no reason to start stockpiling them, but something that was available so freely a month ago doesn't look the same way now. And I think she paid $37 for a test that typically retails at $24 at like Walgreens.
Now, where do we stand with getting reimbursed for some of these tests? I believe the Biden administration said that they would make reimbursements available through private health insurers and all that. Where do we stand on that part?
So more information on that will be released. Biden said this week that people should be able to be reimbursed through private insurance later this month. But anyone that has called their insurance company ever knows that nothing is necessarily simple when you're trying to get money back. And also, if you've taken a route like buying a home test from someone on a street corner or on an online Facebook group or something like that, it's not like you're necessarily going to have a receipt that you can turn around and send to your insurance company.
Yeah, I guess the Biden administration has said that they're trying to send 500 million free at-home tests to people, but those have not started arriving yet. So we still have to wait a little bit more time on that. And, it's just going to be an unpredictable market for the near future, at least. And it's in big contrast to what's happening to some other European countries where you note in your article, they're free, pretty easy to find.
Since I've sent out the article, a bunch of people have been messaging me on social media and whatnot, saying that they're paying a fraction of the same prices for similar tests in European countries, and they're able to get them much more readily. And obviously, as people say, you know, public health officials and public health experts, the more readily available they are, the more frequently they'll be used. That saves infections, and it ultimately benefits us all.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we're just kind of at the mercy of either retailers or, you know, trying to basically adjust prices as they go, really, too. You made a note of a company, WeShield, who sells medical supplies and things like that. And depending on their stock, depending on how much they're being charged for the test, they have to adjust the prices and send those pass those along to the consumer, too.
Exactly. Binax test that we just talked about that sold at Walmart for $14, now $20. WeShield is selling for about $50. And that's just comes down to the supply-demand dynamics that we're seeing right now. There's a bunch of other similar type third-party retailers that are also having prices in that range. And, you know, anyone that gets an ad on the side of their email or any website they're scrolling will see those prices around there, too. And, you know, that pressure really won't be released until there's more tests out there and on the market.
Well, hopefully we get our act together on that. And hopefully nobody has to buy tests on a street corner. So we'll keep monitoring all of this. Kelsey Butler, equality reporter at Bloomberg News. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.